Max and GNC, you ready?
All right, Max, we're ready.
GNC's go.
Fight or flight?
Go ahead, flight.
Did we get another balloon launched?
Yes, sir. It's going to be a 10-minute delay, basically, in receipt of the data here. That's our estimate.
What's our new time to get the data? Time for me to have the DDS in my hand.
We'll call it 10 till flight, local here. Another 15 minutes.
Okay.
All of this data will be in, if assuming it goes to the correct altitude of 10K, we'll definitely have this before 10 Mach 10 flight.
Okay.
Richard, can you do anything with the balloon that was lost for the 6,000 below data?
They're working that. There might be a data gap, but that might make our data a little suspect.
We don't want to throw it away. It's just not complete.
All right, Max.
Go.
Good SSME hide repress and hide for thermal conditioning is not required.
Thank you.
Okay.
In Columbia, Houston, the Hyde fluid thermal conditioning will not be required today. We'll meet you on the carts.
Copy, Houston, high fluid thermal conditioning not required, and we copy going to the cards.
And Rick, don't want to lead you astray, and don't forget about the stuff on page 3-44.
Right, we're checking that. We got the flight controller power on. We're working through the rest of it as well. Thanks.
Sounds good.
Flight GNC, we see a good controller config on 344.
GNC, I missed your last call. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying we see a good controller config on page 3-44.
Okay. Thank you. And folks, I'm going to the entry maneuvers cue cards.
Flight GNC, they accidentally downloaded two inertial. They're back in auto now.
Thank you.
Flight GNC.
Go ahead.
We'd like another item 27. They got a few degrees out of attitude here.
Okay. We saw them get back to auto scorch. We'd like the 27.
Columbia Houston for Rick. We'll take another item 27, please.
And thanks for that, Houston. We gave you an item 27. We bumped the stick earlier.
Not a problem, Rick.
Flight GNC, they have a good, yeah, minus 5 attitude at this time.
Good job, thanks.
Houston, we'll get to 304 at 5 minutes.
We're go.
Go ahead. We are ready.
Rick, we're ready for Ops 304.
Ops 304.
Flight Fighter.
Okay, final, go ahead.
This data set is a spliced data set. This is my backroom's attempt to get us some data off of that first balloon that was broken. And it shows us 1,160 feet.
We're close.
That's the name point. Yes, sir.
Now.
And we're waiting for our re-release balloon, which was
okay.
Just released a few minutes ago.
Okay. Now, we lost the balloon at 6,000 feet, and then did we get it back at some point? Or when you say it spliced it together, I mean, I don't know whether I should.
We did not get any data beneath 6K. I mean, above 6K, excuse me.
Okay.
And we spliced basically a previous data set.
I got you.
On top of this one,
okay.
To give us a estimate.
Now, let's see. From where we're releasing the balloons to, which way are they going out over the water with the wind direction? From the surface on up to about 10,000 feet, the direction is roughly out of the west, isn't it?
Yes, Light. They are going out the water, out over the water. I concur with that. We are.
We start out with them far enough away from where our HAC really is, and then they're going the wrong way.
I would concur. We're definitely seeing some spatial differences here between the STA and this balloon. I would concur with that.
Okay. Well, and the STA, the last dive here, and we're not going to have them do any more, was 1941, was close. You normalized at 1941, was close. Did I get that right?
X corrected, I heard, was 1784. The X corrected normalized.
Yeah, we were talking about the normalized.
I think the STA performs a correction on top of the normalization to account for...
Yeah, you're talking XCN. I was just saying the normalized is 1941.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we got the last balloon data to come yet before we make our decision.
Yes, sir.
CLG in it.
Copy.
Roll on right. I got it.
flight, Max.
Go ahead, Max.
FYI, I've just lost four separate temperature transducers on the left side of the vehicle, the hydraulic return temperatures. Two of them on system one and one in each of systems two and three.
Four high return temps?
To the left outboard and left inboard elevons.
Okay, is there anything common to them, DSC or MDM or anything? I mean, you're telling me you lost them all at exactly the same time.
No,
right?
Not exactly. They were within probably 4 or 5 seconds of each other.
Okay. Where are those? Where is that instrumentation located?
They're all four of them are located in the aft part of the left wing, right in front of the elevons, elevon actuators. And there is no commonality.
No commonality. Max, tell me again which systems they're for.
It's all three hydraulic systems. It's two of them are to the left outboard elevon and two of them to the left inboard.
Okay, I got you.
My guidance, we're processing drag with good residual.
Copy. Thank you.
Flight GC.
Go.
Your air grounds are enabled for the landing count.
Thank you. GNC flight.
Flight GNC.
Everything look good to you? Control and rates and everything is nominal, right?
Control's been stable through the rolls that we've done so far. Flight, we have good trims. I don't see anything out of the ordinary.
Okay. And max flight?
Flight max.
All other indications for your hydraulic system indications are good?
They're all good. We've had good quantities all the way across.
And the other temps are normal?
The other temps are normal, yes, sir.
Now, when you say you lost these, are you saying that they went
all four of them were off-scale low.
Or off-scale low.
And they were all staggered. They were, like I said, within several seconds of each other.
Okay. Final flight.
We have the balloon. It is being run through DDS right now.
Flight max.
Go.
We just lost tire pressure on left outboard and left inboard, both tires.
and Columbia, Houston. We see your tire pressure
copy.
Messages, and we did not copy your last.
Is it instrumentation,
last.
Max?
Flight Max, those are also off
Roger.
Off yellow.
Go.
Yeah, we're just taking a few hits here. We're right up on top of the tail. Not too bad.
Max flight.
Flight Max.
And there's no commonality between all these tire pressure instrumentations and the hydraulic return instrumentations?
No, sir, there's not. We've also lost the nose gear down talk back and the right main gear down talk back.
Nose gear and right main gear down talk back?
Yes, sir.
And flight ECOM?
ECOM.
I've got 4 temperature sensors on the bottom line data that are off scale low. I didn't go. I didn't expect this bad of a hit on comm.
GC, how far are we from UHF? Is that 2 minute clock good?
Affirmative flight.
Flight GNC.
Go.
If we have any reason to suspect any sort of controllability issue, I would keep the control cards handy on page 4-13.
Copy. Inco, we were rolled left. Last data we had, and you weren't expecting a little bit of radicom, but not this long?
That's correct, flight. I expect it to be a little bit intermittent, and this is pretty solid right here.
No onboard system config changes right before we lost data?
That's correct, flight. All look good.
Still all on string 2, and everything look good?
String 2 looking good.
Minutes to Mila.
Columbia, Houston, comm check.
Life item.
Go.
Close in endpoint with the 1 hour balloon shows us touching down at 1496, 1500 feet down the runway. Our crosswind right now is on the left, from the left, on the 3-3 end.
Columbia, Houston, UHF, comm check.
But I'd like to stay where we're at.
Sir, flight.
I copy.
Flight Max.
Max.
Well, the tire pressures, we did see them go erratic for a little bit before they went away, so I do believe it's instrumentation.
Okay.
Columbia, Houston, UHF, comm check.
flight final.
Go.
I know this date is a little late. The one-hour balloon protects us for wind persistence.
Houston, UHF comm check.
I think we're in a smaller wind persistence case than that. In other words, we shouldn't expect as a big of a change. I'm comfortable with 1,500 feet down the runway.
Fly GC.
Go.
Milo's not reporting any RF at this time.
Flight Inco, SPC just should have taken us to Staten Low.
Okay. Flight, when are you expecting tracking?
1 minute ago, flight.
Columbia, Houston, UHF, comm check.
Why did you say no C-band yet?
Copy.
Columbia, Houston, UHF comm check.
Flight Inco.
Go.
I could swap strings in the blind.
Okay. Command is over.
Good work, Blake. Flight Inco, I commanded string one in the blind.
Inco?
I commanded string one in the blind flight.
Copy.
Fly GC.
Go.
Milo's taking one of their antennas off into a search mode.
Copy. Final flight.
Go. Go ahead, flight.
Did we get, have we gotten any tracking data?
We got a blip of tracking data. It was a bad data point flight. We do not believe that was the orbiter. We are in a search pattern with our C-bands at this time. We do not have any valid data at this time.
Okay. Any other trackers that we can go to?
Let me start talking, flight. My navigator.
GC flight.
Fly GC.
Lock the doors.
Copy.
Fido, do you have any tracking?
No, sir.
MOD on the flight loop.
Flight Fido.
Go.
My C-bands have not required anything. We are only acquiring false locks at this time.
I copy, Fido. Flight controllers on the flight loop. We need to kick off the FCOH contingency plan procedure. FCOH checklist, page 2.8-5. Fight or flight. Fight or flight.
Go ahead.
Do you have any information or reports from Space Command? Okay, and all flight controllers on page 9 of the FCOH procedure, you need to make sure you step through the actions required in step 20. That's for your workstation logs, display printouts. There's a whole list of data collection items that we need to make sure we log through. GC flight?
Flight, GC.
Flight of flight. We need to take the equivalent of a command server, TSU checkpoint.
Yes, sir.
Copy.
We don't have the old mock DSC checkpoint, but we got an equivalent capability that we need to do.
We'll get that done.
GC flight?
Flight, GC.
You understand how to do the end-of-file log tapes that we need?
Yes, sir.
Checklist. Okay. And folks listen up again on the flight loop. No, no phone calls off-site, outside of this room. Our discussions are on these loops, on the recorded Divas loops only. No data, no phone calls, no transmissions anywhere into or out.
And fly GC.
GC.
We have no way of disabling the black phones.
I understand. GC flight.
Fly GC.
Bill, have you sent out the TWIC? We're supposed to notify the other NASA centers via the TWICs, and the TWICs is on 2.8-3.
We'll work it, flight.
Okay. That one I'd like to do as soon as we can, Bill.
Copy.
Final flight. GC flight.
Fly GC.
Is the command system still armed?
Affirmative.
Let's safe it.
Copy.
Inco, we're going to safe the command system.
Fly GC. Checkpoints on command server and trad server have been completed.
title flight.
Good flight.
You're talking with LSO?
Yes, sir.
Okay. John's going to go back and talk to Marty. Is Marty back there with Marissa?
Yes, sir.
Okay. LSO flight on a flight loop.
Flight, go ahead, sir.
Marty, can you confirm that the DDMS folks in the Dallas area have been mobilized to the extent we're able to?
Yeah, RCC, the Rescue Coordination Center, is mobilizing to that area. And they're seeing what they can do to help us.
Copy.